Every time she's shoving a dude's face in her crotch, insta herpes.
Hell yeah. You don't think that? I don't mind.
I fucking mind. Dragon Ball Z feels itchy. And Bulma and fucking Chi Chi just.
Dead, though.
No, voice actress is dead.
Give Bulma dead.
Yeah, voice actress died.
Yeah, Bulma dead.
A lot of people speculate that's the reason why Super was ending.
My Bulma!
Your vulva?
My vulva! No!
What fucking gay ass shit is that, man?
It's a purple alien with a big dick. Respects. Big dick.
Jesse knows, man. He's been shaving that shit, man.
You been shaving your shit?
Makes his shit look fucking 5 inches bigger.
Dude, hey, bro, don't look at me in the face. Don't look at me in the eyes asking me if I shave my shit.
Hey,
you know, you straight pull the bob, dude. You straight pull the bob.
Hey, do you shave your shit?
There you go.
Yeah, he makes hey, bro, I'm looking at you like this.
Yeah, he makes face at you. I was genuinely curious.
I was genuinely
I was just curious. I was curious, man. You shaved your shit. All
right, man. Welcome to WG Cardboard Crack House. This is Earl Grey.
This is Black Anthony.
This is Biffo.
We got a special guest. He doesn't play Magic at all.
No, he doesn't.
But, Zombie Smasher. What's your
14.
Handle?
Zombie Smasher 14?
Zombie Smasher 14.
On YouTube. You can find me also at Twitch at Zombie Smasher 15.
Fucking Insta plugs, dog. Damn.
What do you do? What kind of videos do you do on YouTube?
Hey, it's paid to play, man.
Remember them Let's Plays? Now it's pay to play.
That's right. Pay to play, man.
But I stopped doing that. I just put up
secret cam work.
Oh, jeez. Okay. And my prior to you, dog. Make that money.
Nah, man, he plays anime games.
Plays some video comms, you know. Trying to get famous on YouTube.
Twitch. Shit, fuck YouTube, man. Fuck bad boy.
fuck you, nigga.
Damn.
Don't let your mom listen to this.
Yeah, we're going to go over, the hell is this shit? GP
Phoenix 2018.
Holla.
Yeah, your boy, Alex Barachini.
Oh, cheating be caught. Cheating again.
Got 31st.
Yep.
Cheating. Digga. And every judge was on his ass when he played.
Man. You know how he cheated? He double explored and brainstormed four cars in the same turn.
About fucking Reddit, man. They said that he did five explorers.
Damn, five explorers? he triple explored with J-Light Ranger.
Ooh, damn.
One, pitch it. Two, Ozalan. Three, pitch it. Cool. Two counters, awesome.
On the real, he didn't cheat, but.
No, he didn't. He was just, you know.
Lazy, you know.
I don't know, Biff. So this is your first watching the first GP
modern GP. Well, I've been watching like because that's all that's been on is fucking modern.
Well, because standard is stagnant right now. There's nothing going on until the Pro Tour for a couple more weeks.
Yeah. So no, it's kind of cool. I've been watching it. The GP Phoenix. I watched all of the Swiss, but I missed the top eight. Yeah, I missed the top eight. Man. Yeah.
Sorry, I missed it too.
But cool. I really do kind of like it because it's like you know, I get to look at a bunch of cards that I don't even fucking know do. Because, you know, it's all right when I quit is like when they went to the new border. So that's all modern, right, after that?
Yeah.
So, like, all these cards, it's kind of cool to watch them. Like, they'll be like, oh, he's going to play this. And then I'll Google the card real quick. I'll be like, fuck, that card's good. And then it'll be like, oh, he's going to do this, and this.
Makes you want to buy a deck, doesn't it?
Yeah. I was all like, and I started searching modern decks and stuff like that. And I was all like, nah.
Like, you saw the fucking price tag.
Yeah,
that's
the price tag on that shit.
It was like 1,000, 2,000, 700, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 700,
yeah, 900. That's how it is. Nah. Like, oh, that's a good card. Let me check that out. It'd be like $15. It's like a fucking whatever card.
Yeah, man.
It happens.
Baby Lily wasn't reprinted. Baby Lily's still going to be going up.
Yep.
Hopefully she'll cap out about 145.
You know what they should do? Because we're going to get into that in a second. They should reprint her as the spell book for hers.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's their point, is to do it for all the gay watches, to have one spell book for each of them.
Did you just call them the gay watch?
Yes, you and the gay watch.
Dude, they don't go away, do they?
No, man, they're like herpes, man. Yeah. They're always there.
Jesus Christ.
It's just about the fucking gay watch, not your herpes.
It's always a different three herpes. You know?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the three?
Well, whichever ones, man. Whichever right one now, is. It's Teferi, Karn, and fucking Old Bitch.
So who's the other one?
Jaya.
Then the original ones were Jace,
No, no, it's the gate watch, right? Yeah. He said these guys. He said there's three of them. Who's the third?
Well, Jaya.
That's it, Jaya.
Karn, oh. Teferi, and Jaya.
Oh, okay.
The original five, or the originals were Garruk, Johnny, Jace, Chandra, and Lily.
Hmm.
Yeah. He's making eye contact. He's got that twinkle in his eye. He doesn't even, what the fuck? You don't want to look at me now?
I don't like looking at you. I don't like making eye contact with you.
I'll look at him. Talk during him.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. The prodigal son has returned.
Exactly.
Yeah, so as we said at the beginning, we talked about GP Phoenix because it was modern. You know, best format ever. Said no one because they're dumb.
Oh.
If you say it is the best format ever, you're fucking dumb.
EDH best format.
Oh, God.
There you go.
Yeah, it is.
You like the title of that new episode?
Money never drops.
It was good. I had a good time talking about EDH.
Yeah, you're
right. You did, man. You just kind of looked at it with a deer in the headlight look while all the rest of us are going like,
Kind
of like what Zombie Smash looks like right now. He's just like,
what the fuck
you guys are talking about? If this was Y Schwartz, I could at least chime in.
Hell yeah.
All right. Yeah, we ain't talking about that dead card game right now. We're talking about a card game that's possibly dying.
Oh.
Oh, man. Magic is dying, man.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's already dead. It flatlined, pulled the plug.
3 years, guys. 3 years.
3 years, then what, bub?
3 years from now is when Watson sells it, or when Hasbro sells this motherfucker, and it goes to a living card game.
Mm. Yep. It's all right, though. I have everything I need, so I won't care about any new shit. So.
Exactly.
Or it turns into Yu-Gi-Oh, whichever one happens first.
Hey.
Whoever buys it, I should say. Either turns to an LCG or it turns into Yu-Gi-Oh.
Well, it won't be the Cypher. They're fucking defunct.
Nah, it'll
Fantasy Flight, man.
Yeah, it'll be Fantasy Flight or Konami, maybe.
Hopefully they can save it.
It just depends on who gets it. Depends on what happens to it.
Magic's gay as fuck, man.
Yeah, you're right.
There you go.
You're right, especially with the new introduction. Cards will no longer say he, she. It'll say they.
That's right. I'm offended.
Yeah, I'm offended.
So am I, man. Shit.
I'm offended. It's calling me multiple people. I'm not multiple people. I am one person. I am a he. But anyways, off politics, the winner of GP Phoenix, congratulations, who's Steve Locke.
Yeah, Steve, he played humans.
What did he look like again? Was he the pedophile?
Yes, yeah. Yes, he did.
No, he wasn't the pedophile.
He looked like a fucking English pedophile.
That's right. That's right. He's the British pedophile.
No, he looked like he had that I'm offended haircut.
I'm offended haircut.
No, that was Jerry T, man.
Jerry T has
the emo, I'm going to fucking cut myself because you made fun of me look.
No, because he's blonde. No, Jerry has the I'm not gay, but really I'm gay haircut.
No, he had the Hitler Youth haircut.
No, I don't know. he should have dyed it black, for sure. He should have dyed it black so it could have looked really
good. Nah, he had
black fucking fingernails, didn't he?
I don't know. Yeah, shout out to Jerry T. I like Jerry T, though. Game podcast.
Good magic player.
I love him to death, but dude,
dog,
he looked
that hair
as fuck.
Hey,
you need to just grow your hair back
out. Hair,
yeah,
Jerry
you
T.
Cut it, grow it back out, dye it a dark color. No, 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 gay shit.
Well, hey, nobody needs to dye anything because people go like, "Oh, Gray needs to fucking dye his shit."
No, you dye yours all silver. That way when it fades away, like, oh my god, you actually have silver hair? Like, yeah, bitch.
Yep, exactly.
Well, shut the fuck up and let me.
Back.
Yes.
Sexiest daddy I've ever had.
Hey, silverback gorilla.
There you go. Yeah, so Steve Locke played humans. He's playing. He played garbage, so let's move on.
Damn.
Who was number two?
Damn.
It's
man.
Everyone knows the fuck human deck does. You know what humans do? Like, you
collective
should be.
Company. That's all you need to
know.
No,
he didn't. No. This isn't the company humans. This is this is standard humans.
Oh, this is Thalia humans.
Yeah, this is Thalia
humans. Thalia humans.
Jerry T did a collective company.
Yeah, Jerry T did the good one.
What's up, Jerry?
Yeah, fucking.
I like Brad Nelson better.
Yeah, Brad Nelson's good. Hey, fucking the. What's
I like
his face?
Big
Dark
and bear.
He played something interesting. He actually played one Dark Confidant, one Mirren Crusader, and three Phantasma Image, along with the standard humans. Cool.
Jerry did?
No.
No, I was like
the pedophile. I don't know what Jerry played.
We don't know if he's a pedophile, but he looks like.
He doesn't even look like one, dude. He looked like he got bullied in school.
He did get bullied in school. Look at him. I was probably
he looks
bullying
like a,
him.
He looks like a blonde version of the. Do you remember that movie, The New Kid?
Yeah,
Bubba Boy, you know.
Yeah.
The fuck.
Yeah.
Going way back.
They went to William Wallace High School.
Yeah. God, Whitest High School.
God, I don't even know why the fuck I remember that shit.
Yeah, so who got second place? Jund?
Yep.
What's his name?
That's your jam, right? Weren't you the Jund kid?
Yeah. So Pearson Laughlin, congratulations, you get second place. He played Jund.
No. Let's get this straight. He played money.
Correction, yes.
He bought his fucking win.
Yes, he played money.
When you pay $500 for a fucking playset of lilies,
yep,
and you have $200 worth of fucking Blackleaf Cliffs, yeah, you just paid for your fucking win.
So you got $500 in Liliana, you got $300 in Dark Confidant, almost $400 in Dark Confidant, $400 in Tarmogoyf, and $200 in Blackleaf Cliffs. It's not including everything else.
Hide the money, y'all.
Shit. Yeah.
But he's pretty much playing
him in the fucking balls.
That's homeboy from Hanford?
No.
I don't remember.
That's the what's his face? That's the emo one. He's from Hanford. Yeah, he's playing standard Jund with the addition of Bloodbraid Elf because the hype was real. Bloodbraid Elf got unbanned with Jace and you've been playing red. If you don't have Bloodbraid in your red green deck, you're doing it wrong.
You just need to be playing Bloodbraid, period.
Pretty much.
Everyone thought that Jace being unbanned was going to be fucking huge. Dude, it hasn't impacted shit.
No, I mean, I've
seen a couple of matches with blue-white control for the featured matches.
Uh-huh.
But, dude, believe it or not, man, Jace was nothing.
But okay,
he didn't do nothing.
But a combo of him, I was hearing this now. You guys tell me if this is true or not. The combination of him and Bloodbraid being legal now has cranked up the amount of turn three wins, like decks.
Like yeah,
the decks that go hard on
that's
turn three.
Fair, yeah.
So to say that they haven't affected nothing is like kind
of. Well, it's
Bloodbraid has a lot of effect. Yeah.
What it is
is. I mean, come on, you play Bloodbraid, you can go into a Tarmogoyf, if you can play fucking Brainstorm.
Well, Bloodbraid is only Bloodbraid is usually played in any deck that doesn't use their blue in it. So when you think of cards that goes off of your Thoughtseize, Inquisition, Lightning Bolt, Terminate, Kogan's Command, pretty much like all the good Jund red black red green stuff. When you think of Jace, he usually goes into control decks, and what Bloodbraid did, Bloodbraid accelerated the format. So you can't play slow anymore, because if you play too slow, he casts a 2-for-1. You only have one counter. Do you counter the thing that can kill you or the thing that kills you? So you're kind of done, where on turn 4, your opponent plays Jace, you're just like, fucking counter your Jace,
get the fuck out
of here. It resolves. You Brainstorm, cool, my turn. Bloodbraid Elf, kill it and get something else. Bolt you in the face. So that's what it did. Like it accelerated the format. Like decks with fast or either are fast paced or they get big mana real quick, i.e. Tron. Like Tron is like they can turn three.
There's nothing like a Bloodbraid Elf into Dismember.
It's not Bloodbraid into Lily.
You know, dude, it's infinite fucking value.
Yeah, like
I got a feeling they're gonna do one season, see how it matches out.
What they're gonna do is right now, like Masters 25 is still being open and stuff. So like once this season's pretty much over, once the hype dies down, they're gonna reban Bloodbraid Elf and Jace because they realize we made a mistake. Because if they reban Bloodbraid Elf, decks go back to being mid range control, which Jace will then dominate. They'll have to ban him on emergency style. But if they just ban them both right out, then the field becomes even again.
Just back to where we were at.
Yeah, well, because Grixis Shadow was, like, the scariest deck, and then, like, before the banning, it started dying. Grixis Shadow was actually a deck that was on the decline, and then statistic-wise, Grixis Shadow is actually one of the worst decks because Bloodbraid Elf and Jace are both unbanned. Decks that run those beat Grixis. Yeah. And
Burn. It's not just that. It was a lot. Well, you saw a Hollowed One starting to take off just before the banning.
Yeah.
Or unbanning.
People were getting ready for...
What kind of made its debut, like that last Pro Tour,
it's been
right?
Around, but... No?
Yeah. It's been around in forms like... Vengevine was the card beforehand, and then it became Vengevine Hollow One, because like, oh, cast this guy, discard, I cast Hollow One, cast a one-drop, trigger, cast Hollow One for free, because I discard 3 cards, cast a one-drop for free, bam, Vengevine. Now I have 8-10 power in play on whatever turn. And then people start realizing relying on Vengevine in the graveyard was too hard, because there's a lot of graveyard hate. So instead, there's like, cool, there's just Hollow One.
Yeah.
I can Faith is Looting, that's 2 cards. Street Rate 3, free Hollow One. And if I drew into another one, play Hollow One. I have 8 power for free, pretty much.
I do like that deck.
Yeah, so that's what it came down to. So, like, fast-paced decks, they're starting to grow because they're realizing Bloodbraith comes out, it's going to speed up the format. Because a 3-2 for 4 with haste that adds more mana, more pressure, more card advantage is too good against a deck that is like, cool, turn 3, play Celestial Colonnade, leave one counterspell up, and it's probably a remand, so it's going to go back to your hand anyways. And you're just going to get fucked. You're fucked in your ass.
Yep.
Most people do. So, Bloodbraith Elf, like, made Jund the type of deck it was when Modern first came out. Jund was, like, was the most dominant deck.
Yeah.
And it started slowing down with the unbanning, and it became what it is, you know, with Liliana coming out, but it never saw that power. Now it has that power gain in addition to all the extra shit, Abrupt Decay, fucking more than ever, you know, Colgan's Command, another new addition since the Bloodbraith not being in there. So, like, all these powerful cards that combo Bloodbraith Elf put Jund back on top.
Yeah.
It's kind of pushed out Burn, which used to be, like, one of the fastest decks, and it's kind of, like, out there now. It's like, no, well, sorry. Like, we died to Jace.
Yeah.
we died to Bloodbraith Elf. Like, cool, I kill your Bloodbraith Elf. You have a Liliana. I wasted my one kill spell, and now you discard my hand. Oh, I'm dead. Cool. Yeah. GG. Scavenge Goose. You kill my dudes, eat them, gain life. Well, fuck, I can't beat you now. Like, the fuck just happened?
Dope.
Yeah, so congratulations to, what was his name? Pearson Laughlin.
Yeah, Mr. Laughlin.
For getting third, was it, or some shit? Who was next? Was it? It's not up anymore.
Yeah, I know. I had to take it off because it started slowing down the shit. Yeah,
God damn it. Piece of shit.
And the bad thing is this fucking thing doesn't give you the list.
God damn piece of shit.
That's all right. We'll just edit all this shit out. Let's talk about how many dicks Bob sucked in fucking 10 years.
Sucked my dick.
Dang.
The best thing ever.
Incest.
I suck my dick.
You don't even know what my dick looks like.
You don't even know what my dick looks like. Could be the best dick you've ever seen.
Hey, man, don't be coming at me with no fucking 6-inch, man. You can come up with a 10-inch dick, man. You remember that?
Yeah. All right, so Ironwork combo, Matt Nass.
Oh, Matt Nass coming in fourth place?
Oh, what that was a third G. Place,
third
man.
Third place? What a G.
That's Ari Shaffir, right?
Why you gotta make fun of his big-ass nose, man?
Like straight Ari Shaffir, bro.
All
like
I know
Joe
is,
Rogan was in the back of that.
He doesn't have a big enough beard, man, to fucking go a la Akbar, a la Jihad.
Yeah, you're right.
What's up, Matt Nass?
Yeah, what's up? But congrats to you, Matt Nass. Yeah. You know, you people's champ. But
people's champ.
But if you heard Ogre say Ironworks combo is the deck name, it's an actual combo using the card Quark Clan Ironwork. I can never say card correctly. It's horrible. The word
card,
looks. The card actually sucks. But the way this deck, it's Ashnod's Altar.
Okay.
Costs more and only produces two colorless mana still. But you sack an artifact instead of a creature. So the way the deck works is you sack Ichor Wellspring to draw cards, and you sack Terrarion, which nets you mana and draws you a card. So you're sacking all these things that give you card value. And you can return them back with Mirror Retriever and Scrap Trawler. So you sack something, you can get it back, sack this, get more mana, keep getting all this mana, and then eventually you're just like, Imrah, cool. I cast it, so I get to take an extra turn. My turn, attack you, annihilator 6, 15 in the air.
Mm-hmm. Then, I got to see that.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
Gay as fuck.
I'm not a combo guy, but if
on the Bubby scale, that is a fucking 10.
Is it?
Nah, 8.
Yeah. Well, it stops really easy. Like Stony Silence is a card you used to be seeing a lot because it stops Affinity. It's not played anymore, but like you have access to Relic of Regenitus, Leyline of the Void, Rest in Peace. That kind of stops the deck because you can't recur your artifacts. So, like if you don't have that kind of removal, then you kind of die because unless you can race it.
Well, yeah, there's that one card now in Dominar that's been spoiled that's gonna start giving Tron builds fucking.
Is it the tap add mana for each one on the field or
no? It's
or gonna
shit? it's an anti Tron piece.
Oh, the if a land produces two or more, it produces colors instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there's gonna be a lot of Domino is gonna definitely shake Modern because there are a few cards in there that.
That's the reason why I'm looking at more along the lines of running mono blue Tron.
Oh yeah.
Because then I can at least counter.
You have mono blue, so you're like, you have islands, you have Tron pieces, then you're like, cool, gifts on giving, get two out of the four pieces. I get all four pieces I need. I get two of them for free, and I'm gonna fuck you up later. That's pretty much, all it is. Like, I think Dominar's actually might slow down the format a little bit, but we'll have to see from that. But other than that, it looks like Tron, Chromatic Stars, Chromatic Spheres, Moxo, or Mishra's Bauble.
It's the poor man's version of Tron.
Pretty much. Pretty much, but it has instead of having Ugin and Karn as your finishers, you have Imrakul.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty much what it is. You're trading consistent killers with big mana for a one-turn big mana pretty much almost and wins the game. Whereas Karn and Ugin, you can kind of come back from it. Unless Wurmcoil is already in play, then you're kind of fucked.
All right, so fourth place was Nightfall by
Vikram Kudvas.
That's right. That whatever his fucking name is, man, Jesus.
Yeah, he was the Alu Akbar looking dude, right?
No, that's Matt Nash.
Oh, it was Matt. Oh shit, my bad.
What are you saying? They all look alike?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Black people. They all look alike.
Hey, he may say Alu Akbar, but I'll definitely sit next to him on a plane. No fear.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So more power to you, brother. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he's playing Nightfall. Nightfall is kind of the name of the combo as well. It's a combo that revolves around Knight of the Reliquary, which is from Conflux, or the Alara block, which is 3 mana, 2/2. It says it gets +1/+1 for each land in your graveyard. Mm-hmm. And you can sack a forest or plane. Tap him, sack a forest or plains, and get any land put into play. That's what he does. And the combo is a Retreat to Khorehelm, which is from Return to Zendikar, I believe. Yeah, Return to Zendikar. Which has landfall. When a land comes into play, do one of two things. The only thing you care about the most is you may tap or untap target creature. So you sack a forest, a dual land, get a fetch land. This triggers untaps knight. You go and sack another land that's already in play. You activate your fetch land. Land comes to play, triggers, untaps this. You get to tap it again. You still have one trigger, so you get to fetch for multiple mana. And pretty much you get him hella big. And then you just kill him.
Oh, okay.
Or you can, I think he might have it. Or he does. Oh, yeah, Kessick Wolf run him. If he's not big enough, Kessick Wolf run, give him trample.
Oh, okay.
And then just kill your opponent that way. That's usually the way they die. And then he just has backups. Got Bird for mana, Devoted Druid for mana, Duskwatch Recruiter to get your piece, Eternal Witness to get back your pieces, Noble Hierarch for extra damage and mana, Kosali Pride Mage to add extra damage, and it's... It kills Rest in Peace.
Shit, man. Those Noble Hierarchs?
They should have been fucking reprinted.
Pick them up now.
Fucking up.
How much?
They're like $70-$80.
Yeah.
But if you don't pick them up now, since they haven't been reprinted,
they're probably gonna
hit a bill within a month. Ugh.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Damn,
they'll probably cap out about $120.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
The money.
Yeah, this of course got Reflector Mage, the OG ban from Standard. Spell Queller.
I thought it was good, man.
It was insanely good. That's why I got banned. Vizier Remedies. Yet,
when I was playing, man, we had Snapcaster and they didn't ban shit.
No, because there weren't a lot of good instant. Because we had Snapcaster and like the best spell for Snapcaster was Counterspell.
Oh, I mean, we had all kinds of shit, man.
Well, literally, like if it wasn't Counterspell, it was a Counterspell was usually the best one, like or Bolt, which is I mean, like, that was really your best spell. Like
Arc Trail, fucking...
Like, you had Snapcaster Mage, but at the same time, you had Sun Titan. So, you got back Snapcaster Mage. You had Wall of Omen. Like, you had all this good shit plus Snapcaster Mage. Now, Modern's like, I have Snapcaster Mage. I have Bolt, Thoughtseize, Colgan's Command, all my graveyard, and I have 2 Snapcasters in my hand. You're dead. I was like, okay, cool. Game 2. Yeah, then he's got a Walking Ballista as another finisher. You can generate a lot of mana and kill your opponent. And then you have then lands, of course. And you have Cord and Clady Company to get your pieces because they're all 3 or lower. But that's pretty much the deck.
So we got the Chinaman next.
Oh, Liu Kang?
Playing Scapeshift.
Oh, Bring to Light Scapeshift?
Yeah.
I actually caught my eye.
Hey, believe it or not, man, if you're out there, pick up Scapeshift before they jump.
Oh, I'm pretty. They jump.
What are they at right now?
60 something bucks.
Because they didn't get reprinted.
They didn't get reprinted, man. They fucking gonna jump again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah, all these high end fucking cards we're talking about, it's like, oh yeah, they're like $70-$80 a piece. But
they originally
weren't. They didn't come out, they didn't get reprinted.
The ceiling is still really high on these cards.
Yeah, until I see a reprint in the foreseeable future. But Brain Slight Scapeshift's the name of the deck. Thank you, Chink. Oh, sorry, Chink.
Jackie Chan, what's up?
Yeah, Bruce Lee, what? Anyways, Bring to Light. Bring to Light and Scapeshift are actually two different cards, and they're pretty good. Bring to Light is a 5-mana sorcery that's converged. It means that for every different colored mana spent to cast a spell, it gets to do something.
Oh, okay.
So in this case, if you spend all 5 colors of mana, which is 3 colors and blue-green as a normal casting cost, you get to search your deck for a card with converted mana cost X or less. X is equal to the different colors of mana you spent to cast a spell. So the most you can spend is 5.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest, the most you can get is a 5 drop. However, Scapeshift is a 4 drop. So you can get Scapeshift, and Scapeshift says when it resolves, not as it's cast, when it resolves, sack any number of lands, search your deck for that many lands, put them into play tapped. The reason why this deck is insane is because it gets Valakut, which is a land that says if you control 5 or more mountains, when the next mountain comes into play, bolt your opponent.
Okay.
So if you say, I think the kill's 8 lands. No, it's, yeah, 8 lands. Yeah, 8 lands, 6 are mountains, and 2 are Valakut. So you have 2 Valakuts, after resolution, you have 2 Valakuts in play, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you have 8 lands that you sacked. So since there are 5 or more that came into play, since this came into play and these 5 are technically in play, when this comes into play, it triggers these 2. That happens for each one of these.
So 6, 12, 24, 36.
Yeah, so this is 36 damage. Or actually, I think this is the way. It's, 7 lands. So 6, 12, 18, 24. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Man, Jet Li.
Yeah, so you can kill your opponent with 7 lands in play.
Fuck.
With Scapeshift.
Kung Lao fucking people up.
So pretty much Bring to Light was a card that can tutor Scapeshift and cast it pretty much for free instead of paying 4.
Cool.
Then it has a Mind Sculptor, which you talk about not being very good in the format. I'm pretty sure he's trying it out because you spend 4 mana. You can, if they don't counter Bring to Light, then you get to put Jason.
I mean, his plus 1 ability, man, or his 0 ability. You get to
During the stream, someone ulted Jason on his opponent.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I can't remember who it was. I'll have to backtrack it. But he ulted Jace on his opponent, and his opponent scooped after 2 turns because he had 2 cards in his hand and was like, extend the handshake, you're done.
Well, I remember when I was watching, and it was a Tron versus somebody that are blue white control, and they're like, "Oh, look, Tron just left the fucking Jace on the field."
Well, yeah,
3 turns later, Emrakul, I'm gonna pop, 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 pop. Oh, fucking.
Yeah. Well, also Tron's like, "Cool, you have a Jace, I have Karn. You have a Jace, I have Ugin. You have a Jace, I have Warp Coil Engine." And I can cast this guy over and over again for your one activation. I'll cast this again. Cast it again. Cast it again. So, yeah, it was pretty bad. And then the Scapeshift deck also had Snapcaster Mage.
Is that why there was Helatron? Because of that?
No, it's because, like we said,
Tron is one of the...
Tron is considered a big mana, but is also considered a fast-paced deck because you can assemble Tron in 3 turns naturally, or... You can Ancient Stirrings to get your piece. You can Expedition Map to get your piece. Or you can Chromatic Star and Chromatic Sphere to draw into your piece. Plus, it floats your mana if you have Ancient Stirrings to Ancient Stirrings to try and get your pieces some more. So, like, it has ways of digging through the deck extremely fast.
You get big mana.
And then you get big mana and you cast big things. And most spells in Modern don't exile. So, you're like, cool, cast a Wormcoil. Oh, cool, you kill it. I have 2 creatures now. I cast Karn. Oh, you can't kill it? Cool. I'm sorry, taking away your hand. I'll never restart the game, but I'm going to take your hand and your good shit away. I have Ugin. This kills you. Like, you're dead with Ugin in play. So,
there again, Ugin hasn't been fucking reprinted. Start picking them up.
Now that Karn hasn't been reprinted.
Got the finance
real quick. Now that Karn technically hasn't been reprinted either, you might want to try picking him up for as cheap as he's going to be.
Dude, he's still fucking up there, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, then we also have this deck also runs Supreme Verdict, Cryptic Command is a Charm Lightning Bolt. Also has Search, which is seeing a lot of play. And then he's actually opting to only play 2 Valakuts instead of the usual 3 or 4. Okay. So if you can like get rid of his Valakut, he's dead. Or if he has it in his hand, he can't auto kill you that turn unless, you know, he plays it first and sacks everything but
what
it.
What place was he?
He was fifth
was Scapeshift.
Yeah.
All right, man. Hate Bear is a 6th.
Oh, fucking.
Oh, did that really make topic?
Tate Donovan. Yeah.
It's the neckbeard looking dude or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one that has the bad comb over.
Yeah.
Oh. That looks like he's 50, but he's only like 26. Yeah.
He's the butcher?
Yeah, the butcher. There you go. Yeah. The serial killer. That's what he was. Serial killer. Well, it's not fair. He had home field advantage. He's from Phoenix. Like, they just gave him a spot.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. That's how it works. But yeah, but
we had California represented here, man. We had L.A. Yeah, we had Hanford.
Hanford.
Yeah.
The sulfur got him through.
Yeah, but we'll get to the sulfur in a second. But for now, we'll get through the stinky neck beard. He played what the deck was called Green and Taxes, which is green, white, death, and taxes, pretty much.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting homebrew. He also plays Mirror Crusader. What, is that card like becoming a thing now? Like, is that blowing up now? Did I miss it?
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Anyways.
Yeah. There's a lot of shit.
That's that new shit.
Yeah, right. Well, he's brought back the good old Resto Angel.
Man, that fucking card's good.
Hey, can I get that? Please sit. He's got three Mirror Crusader. He's got one Kitchen Finks for the life support and the double down. Flicker Wisp to bounce Kitchen Finks most likely.
Hell yeah.
Thalia. Is that the three drop? Is that the three drop or the two drop? I can never remember. Yeah, two drop. OG Thalia.
It's the OG Thalia.
He's got four Voice Resurgence. The only card worse than Dragon's Maze. Literally.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Hey, those cards haven't been reprinted.
They have.
I was going to say, but then what the fuck? Pick them up.
He's got a.
They haven't. Made
they won't jump either.
They're not. No. Yeah. It's like picking up. If you're out there, man. Even though it's on the ban restricted list, man, pick up Deathrite Shamans.
Yeah, definitely. Because once they come out the ban,
they're like $2-3 bucks, man. They're cheap.
Okay.
Pick them up because once they hit off the ban list, they'll be double digits. Like that.
Quick.
Instant.
Because it's a one drop hybrid, fucking either black or green mana.
It's not that it's just a one drop. It's a 1/2 elf. That can make mana by exiling your land or my land, or I can exile one of my different type of spells and burn you for two, or I could exile a different type of spell, gain two life.
That sounds like a really good card.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. That's why I got banned.
It's a real fucking good card.
Yeah, hella banned.
That's the reason why I'm, I pick up every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. I think I have two right now. Close to that. Place it.
Place it.
Then, of course, you're on Lean, Leonin Arbiter.
Oh, you got some of that lean.
Yeah, get that lean.
Got to drink some of that lean.
Green lean. But, yeah, he's got the card that Ghost Quarter says you don't get
to. You know you can chime in, right?
He doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about.
You know what lean is, right?
Gotta get that lean. Yeah, he's too young for the lean.
Damn, man.
Dog, he's hella young. He's slunker
than
me.
They know what the fuck lean is.
No, they don't.
Just turned 20.
He doesn't even know what alcohol tastes like, let alone some good ass.
We give him some of that Cutty Sark there, man.
I thought you were gonna say hit up your old roommate, give him some of that homemade lean. I was like, no, he ain't ready for that shit, dude.
Nah.
That shit destroyed my stomach.
Deathrite Shaman's about four.
Four
bucks.
Yeah,
it's cheap as fuck.
Yeah, pick up two places. You have one to play and one to sell when
two
to go up
full
health.
On
two full places.
Deathrite Shaman.
Two full places.
Right? Now we're going to go to my favorite black green card called Deathrite Shaman.
Get the full places.
Deathbridge Hand.
Get the full places. And, of course, Noble Hierarch is also in this list.
Pick them up.
Because it's not good enough to get banned, but it's too good to get reprinted. Watts, you dumb. But, yeah. That's about it for that deck. And four Path and four Aether Vial because, you know, we cheating shit up in this bitch.
All right, man. Number seven is my favorite. Toronto Green Tron.
Alexander Corwith.
Yeah.
Corwith. Yep. And from what it looks like, I want to say it's, one second. I kind of want to say it's Eldrazi Tron, it's Mono Green Tron.
Yeah, it's
Mono
Green.
Yeah. But he's got the traditional four Karn, two Ugin. Because, you know, that's Tron. One Immortal Promised End, not Aeon's Torn, so the one that takes control of your opponent's turn, but it does cost cheaper. One Worldbreaker, which is it actually was pretty good in his matches. You can sack a forest, comes back, and then it comes into play, destroy artifact, enchantment, or land. So it's pretty good.
I was tripping on those because I didn't miss that whole Eldrazi time.
Well, that's a second generation Eldrazi.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Eldrazi before too. Dude. Yeah, they're big as fuck.
Funny thing is the original Emrakul was a promo, man. Nobody wanted them back.
No
in
one
the
wanted.
Day.
Literally, when I used to play at Russo's back and when I had the marketplace, they gave away packs of that shit for free. Pack of pre-releases for free. Like the winner, first place, got a full sealed pack.
And there's 10 of them in there.
There's 10, yeah. And we,
no one wanted it.
No, because no one, you can figure out how to cheat it in, get the extra turn, kill your opponent.
Then Modern became a fucking
thing. Modern became a thing, and people were like, oh.
No, those promos you think.
$56.
Yeah, they're gross. They're not as bad as they used to be, but they're pretty
bad. Dude, it kind of reminds me of like when like the old Necropotent story. Remember the dude scooped them all up because no one wanted them, and then they just blew up?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, Necropotent.
Well, it's like Raj with
Helm of Beams. Yeah.
Hell, he was also doing that with the Snaring Bridge, too.
Oh, God. Snaring Bridge was a good call. Yeah. Finish up with Tron, you know, triple Wormcoil Engine, two Ulamog Ceaseless Hunger, and two Walking Ballista. And then he's got the four engine stirrings, 4/7 scrying, and the aforementioned best card in his deck, so Dismember.
Yep.
Then of course, like, you know,
that card's fucking sick, dude. I'll spend four life. We'll pay one. Kill your shit.
Yeah, negative five. Fuck your indestructible shit.
Like, oh, he busted out a Dismember, so I always Googled the cards. I was like, what
card's
the
good.
Fuck?
The card is good. The
card's good. Yeah. Then he's got the traditional map, O Stone, Star, and Sphere.
And it's an uncommon.
Yeah, and it's an uncommon. The promo
is fucking sexy as fuck.
I got two.
You got two of them?
Instead of the creature going, it's a flying skull. A flaming skull. It's pretty badass.
Looks pretty tight. So what was that? Sixth place?
Seven.
Was that seven?
Yeah, he was seven.
Yeah.
Who's that? Who?
Oh, Red-Green Eldrazi Tron.
Red-Green Eldrazi. What the fuck is this nigga?
I'm gonna lie, man. Look Michael at that Hughes. Modern. That whole Tron deck. I like that deck.
Nice.
How much are all those Mishra lands?
They're cheap, man. You want to play set?
There is a lands. They're hella
cheap.
How much
did you play that, Bob?
Hella cheap.
The fourth edition ones are only like a buck something.
Really?
Yeah.
If you want the Antiquities ones?
No.
Anywhere from $9 to $15 each.
Oh, really? Are they that cheap? I thought
well, it's because the Antiquities ones have the different arts to them.
Well, no. Same art, just black border.
That's right.
I didn't know it was that cheap.
Yeah. Dude, I have like 500 of the Chronicles 4th edition ones.
What's the expensive part of that deck?
A Tron?
Karn
and Ugin.
Yeah.
And then O Stone used to be up there for a while.
Which has been reprinted, man.
You it has.
Yeah,
it got reprinted in Iconic.
Mm.
It actually looks like a stone now. It's not a droplet anymore. It's an actual stone.
Still hasn't, well, Iconic.
It hasn't dropped a lot.
Thing is, man, everybody, you can buy Iconic fucking boxes for fucking $130.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Wormcoil used to be up there. Yeah, that's about it. I think it's Karn and Ugin are the most expensive. Yeah.
I'm gonna look at that. I'm gonna look at those decks up.
It's a pretty consistent deck. Like there's a guy in Raj's roommate. He's a very avid Tron player. Like I mean, he played the deck so much he knows his best worst matchups, has sideboard against him, and knows how to play against just in case his opponent fucks up.
Dang.
Like he went in depth. Like Erebos barred the deck for like a PBTQ or some shit because he didn't have a modern deck. He didn't want to play Ad Nauseam. And he literally handed him a list that said, this is your best matchup. This is your worst matchup. This is what cards you sideboard in against this deck and what cards you take out. And this is what cards you sideboard for every deck. I was like, damn, get a fucking life.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, you're right, dude. Like the fifth ed ones are like $2.
Yeah, they're hella cheap.
Yeah, they're cheap.
They're hella cheap.
Now, if you want like the eighth edition foil ones, you're going to spend some money.
Ugh. Jizz in my pants.
Go look at the foil. But how much is the fucking foil?
Yeah,
right. Eighth edition.
Yeah, to bring up the end of the top eight, we got Red-Green Eldrazi. We got Bloodbraid Elf.
Of course.
It's too good. Got an Eldrazi Obligator.
You like that price, huh?
No.
Yeah, it's gross.
How much are they going for right now?
50.
Yeah.
Nope.
So you're looking
at that white border.
So you're looking at 50. That's $200 just for one play set. That's $200 for another play. That's $600
for a play set of all of them.
Just for fucking your Tron lands.
Hey, man, that's worth it.
Look at the mine, like as low as $1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Power plant.
If you want to start building Tron, I got a bunch of shit you can
have. Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of it. He's got a lot of it. I got my play set of Tron lands from him. I got one of each Tron land from him.
All right. I got H and Stirrings. I got a bunch of that shit.
Yeah, he's got a lot of it.
Let me know.
Yeah, red green Eldrazi.
Biff modern.
Piss the people off. Yep. Probably the best cards in red green Eldrazi is Mattery Shaper. It dies, you get something for free off the top. A Reality Smasher. If you target
that's
it,
that's a badass card.
If you target it, your opponent has to discard a card before it dies.
Yeah, dude, that card's bad.
And then, of course, Thought Not Seer. I'm going to look at your hand, get rid of a card permanently, and then if it dies, you get to draw a card, which is fine, but I took a better card out of your hand, so fuck you.
Go fuck yourself. So now that Biffo's on the modern tip, man.
See, that this is
a bad thing about Magic. You look at, oh, I'm just going to play Standard. Then you start looking at other formats. You start watching him, and you're like, hold on, man.
That's how they got me Legacy. Once I saw Legacy lands, I was like, I want that deck. Then the guy was like, one card, $1,000. I was like, I still get it. Okay. It'll be the last card I get, but I still want to play.
But so this thing, I wonder if it really works. So like those GPs and the Pro Tours are promotional tours to help, you know, suck you in, right?
We'll go ahead and brainwash you through the TV and call Twitch.
Here's the problem with the Pro Tour.
Air computing.
Yeah.
It's. I don't think it's supposed to be a professional or promotional tour. It's more of a professional tour.
But
there again,
professionals are the best way to promote something.
What constitutes a professional Magic player?
No, what I'm saying is like, you know, just like how we are with like pro sports too, like NFL and stuff like that. Oh, fucking. You know, Khalil Mack has this fucking. I want a Khalil Mack jersey. He wears that jersey. You know, that's all I'm saying. So these motherfuckers are playing Magic too, and I'm like, man, that's a cool ass deck. Man, I want that deck. Look at me, dude. Never ever want to play Modern. I've been watching like two or three Twitch streams on Modern. I'm like, fuck, man, that deck looks cool.
You're gonna find something that's gonna be to your playstyle, and you're gonna go, you know what? I want to play that.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
It's like with the Hollowed one when
three or four GPs back.
You're like, that's actually pretty badass.
Yeah,
it's fringe deck. It's on the fucking cusp of being fucking, you know,
a good deck.
Then all of a sudden, bam! It takes off. It's like, yeah, it's fucking really good. I actually want to build it. He should have built it that weekend.
Yeah,
because now when you,
that's all right.
$200 for a fucking land base just for four fucking lands.
Yep. Yeah, but I mean that's what it used to be when Scalding Tarn before the Fetchlands got reprinted. Scalding Tarn was like almost $100 by itself. So. Yeah.
It's still up there, man.
Yeah, it's like 60 now.
Yeah, but
it's just better than 100.
Yeah,
I bought mine for 60 instead of 90 that weekend. Went down to Frank's. I was like, thank God.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then of course, probably the best thing about red green Eldrazi back on the Eldrazi deck is the new Eldrazis. If they have the void, they are colorless in every situation.
Yeah. So they have no color.
So you can Ancient Stirrings.
Yep.
Them. So you can Ancient Stirring's Worldbreaker, Ancient Stirring, Eldrazi Obligator, which has red, you can Ancient Stirring, it's the only one in the deck that has it. But anyways, yeah. Then it has Dismember.
Dismember.
And Lightning Bolts.
Yep. I'm
trying to look for that.
Yeah, congratulations to you guys that made top 8.
Hey, man. I hope to see you guys fucking do good on the Pro Tour.
I kind of hope they fail on the Pro Tour. Well, Matt Nass is pretty decent. He's actually pretty
nice. I'm gonna root for the Hanford boy.
Yeah, Hanford boy. What's up, dog?
Yeah, I'm gonna root for the Hanford boy.
If you make it, man, you make it. If you don't,
hey,
I told
dude,
you so.
Just offer them some Hanford water.
Fucking the fry man. Drink this sulfur.
Drink this sulfur.
Give you superpowers.
Oh, him and what's it called? Fucking Jackie Chan. You fucking knock it out.
Chink.
You
know?
Yeah, I'm looking forward
the chink.
To it.
Damn, yeah. Man. Damn, you're
too,
damn racial.
You're too
slurs.
Young for that.
He's too young.
I don't want your mom getting on me. Be like, yeah, I remember that boy. He was a really nice boy. Wait, he called Asians what? No, you can't hang out with him no more.
Are you part Asian too?
No, he's not.
Oh, shit.
I am.
He's believe it or not, man, he's part black.
Yeah, he is part black. His grandfather is a big nigga.
I mean, giga nigga. Big, yeah, giga nigga.
Yeah, like I got scared for a second. And then
like
he heard
Green Mile?
Yeah.
Yeah,
John
yeah,
Coffey,
yeah,
man.
Coffee,
yeah, like John Coffey.
Yeah, except when he talked, you still were scared of him. So, like, John Coffey, he talked, thought he was a bitch.
Love you, Grandpa.
Grandpa's legit. But yeah, that was a wrap-up of GP Phoenix. Congratulations to you, top 8 that made it. Hopefully you guys do well in the Pro Tour. Hopefully you suck dick, too.
Fuck LSV.
Nah, what
fuck Mark Rosewater. I haven't said that shit in a while, man.
Yo, fuck the Butcher.
Damn.
Basically, he's like, hey, he's already from hometown. just let him be and put him at 5.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much.
Let him pick his spot.
All right, guys. We got social media. We have Instagram. We have Facebook. We got Twitter.
Yeah.
We also have Patreon.
Yep. 2 tiers. $1 to $5. You get...
Make it holla.
Yeah, by being a patron, you get 2 extra episodes a month. You get a financial episode where we talk shit and some finances. And you get a deck tech episode, which can be of your choice. Or we can vote for it. Hopefully you get your deck. Hopefully not.
Come on. Spend a dollar, you fucking broke motherfucker. Hey, come on.
Man, it's all about value, bro.
It's all about value. Yeah.
It's all about value.
But if you become a patron.
But you know, Biffo, those shirts are on the way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait.
If you pre-order the shirt, congratulations. They are on the way, and we will let you know when they are fucking in store for us. And we'll send them out to you.
There will be pictures. I'll be butt naked with the wrap around my fucking waist going, ooh.
Yeah, the unlucky one of you that gets that shirt, I apologize in advance.
It'll be mine. Fuck it.
Yeah.
We also got the new tokens. We have a few extra ones, too.
Yeah, we got a few extra. So if you didn't get your order, you want an extra one, let us know. We can tell you what size we have available, and you can buy another one. Also, as a Patreon, you get access to these sweet fucking tokens that we finally got in.
Pepe.
Pepe the Frog. I mean, we got the Pepe on Fire. We got Nick Fury Pepe. We got Pepe with a fucking banana. We got the Elemental Pepe. We got fucking Thopter Pepe. We got Weed Pepe. I mean, we got Pepe for days, so come Patreon. Unfortunately, you missed these ones. You become Patreon later, but we have more later on. We're always thinking of new ways.
Yeah, I got to fucking order the new set this month.
Fuck!
So we can get them 6 months from now.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But yeah, but also, we have a special thing going on iTunes where if we get 20 five-star reviews, Earl Grey will post a five-minute rant on how much he loves Luis Scott Vargas.
No, let's put this on hold right now.
Are we still at 17? I have a theory on why we haven't hit 20.
The reason we haven't hit 20 is because everyone that we know has put something on there. The ones who haven't are the people that are part of the podcast ourselves.
Well, I think a majority of our listeners
don't know what iTunes is.
Yeah, they can't. I don't even think they can afford iPhones.
No.
So they can't get
iPhones. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, yeah. Either they can't afford it or they're too smart to buy an iPhone. Yeah. Like, fuck iTunes.
Yeah, no, fuck iTunes.
We are in the top 10.
Woo!
The last 2 weeks, man, we've been maintaining top 10 for the fucking.
Hey, what's up, crackheads? This is a way to keep us up there, man.
Good job, crackheads. We're proud of you. Now, that's why we love you.
just think about it, dude. There's regular ass Magic players out there searching podcasts, and they're like top 10
MTG cover crackheads. What the fuck is this shit,
motherfuckers? Hey, way to go, crackheads. Keep us up, nigga.
Yeah, congratulations.
Shout out
to you guys. You made it like that, so thank you. Aw, shit. All right, there we go. So, as I said, we need 20 for the rant. We are currently sitting at 18. Thank you to Googly Boo.
Yeah, man. For number 18, man.
Googly Boo.
Great podcast. Love listening while I build decks. One out of one listeners found this review helpful.
Bro.
So whoever you are, Googly Boo, thank you for being our 18th. You put us one step closer to that fateful 20.
Thank you, Boo Boo.
And Earl Grey is pretty much almost ready.
Man, I might as well just fucking do the video now.
Also, by the way, speaking of video, if you are a Patreon, whether you're $1 or $5, Patreons.
Well, did you give the Patreon plug?
I'm going to right now.
All right.
Our Patreons will get a video of that five-minute rant.
We have two tiers, $1 and $5 tiers. Okay.
Yeah, I just didn't get what the Patreon's actually called. MTG Cardboard Crack House.
Yeah.
That's our Patreon. Patreon.com/. Yeah, definitely hit us up. Let us know. And also, with the five-star review, when you leave the review, please make it PG. That way it shows up. And then...
Because if you put... these guys are foul like a motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
They talk about dicks, pussies, sucking dick,
It won't show up.
It won't fucking come up on
there. It won't come up. We'll get flagged. You'll get flagged, and we'll never know. So you put PG, and then on Facebook...
You can message me, man, and I'll gladly listen to what the fuck...
Yeah.
I mean, come on. They call me motherfucker on there.
They do, yeah. And if you become a Patreon... A $5 Patreon, just kidding. If you become a Patreon, if you want access to the degenerate chat, you can get access to it. But everyone that's part of it will see what you say and will make fun of you. So be careful. And if you talk to Earl Grey personally on Facebook, what you say can and will be used against you. So please,
in the court of law.
Yeah, no, in the court of degenerate. So please be careful what you say.
Where you can't win.
Please, yeah. You lose, we win all the time.
Where there is no justice.
Yeah, there's no justice. There's just dicks.
I'd like to thank Zombie Smasher 14 and 15.
Yeah.
What's Zombie Smasher mean? Like you're.
He likes to smash some of that zombie ass.
It was just
he's a necrophiliac.
It was just the name that I picked when I got a 360. And I was like, they took the I, replaced the I with a 1.
Okay, that's cool. So you got a YouTube channel?
Of course I do.
Zombie Smasher 14.
Also right, my man. Twitter, but it's the same thing as my YouTube, but I'm now known as the boat waifu lover.
Yep, there you go. He loves his Cancun.
I do.
Yeah, go
shit.
Check him out on YouTube. And also go check him out on Twitch, YouTube, Zombie Smash 14, Twitter, Zombie
yeah,
Smasher 15.
Yeah, tell him that Earl Grey sent you.
Yeah. If you're on there, show him some love. Tell him that the degenerate sent him and give him some
fuck
support.
With him. I mean, say hello.
Yeah, don't fuck with him, bro. I will come to you and I will kill you. I swear to God. I got, all I got right, the funds.
Guys, man. This is Earl Grey.
This is White Anthony.
This is Bivon.
This is Zombie Smasher 14.
And we will see you later.
Later. Cash, I'ma have to charge. Spend my rent money on some magic cards. I'm running out of cash, but I'm living large. Spend my food money on some magic cards.